This boat right here I used to bed my oysters with.
50-year-old Louis McCannisby bought his first boat when he was 15 years old.
I spent like close to $40,000 this past year bedding oysters.
Like his father and his grandfather before him, he makes his living harvesting the fish and shellfish of the Louisiana Gulf Coast.
This was the first place we had. My grandfather built it. And then we started. I built my house. My brother built the place here.
But he fears that could all be coming to an end as the massive oil slick from the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig creeps towards the coast. His thoughts and fears keep him awake at night.
I lay in bed 3 or 4 hours before I could fall asleep. I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning with the same stuff on my mind, tossing and turning. You know, I feel like a fish out of water just flapping around in my bed at night.
This would be oyster leases we got on the west side of the river.
Lewis's brother, Henry McCannisby, showed us a map of the oyster beds they lease from
this
the state.
This is the Gulf of Mexico right here.
When Hurricane Katrina destroyed their oyster grounds, Henry invested $30,000 of his retirement money to reseed the beds. Now he worries they will lose everything.
You know, in 2 years, I could recap some of this money. But if this all gets on air, it's going to... I mean, everything we got invested, is we just going to go down.
The McCannisby brothers estimate they have more than $300,000 invested in fishing gear and equipment. They employ 12 people, including Lewis's son and deckhand Matt.
We have young, willing men to go to work. They work with us all the time. They're unemployed now.
The McCannisbys have applied to take part in a British petroleum program to employ fishermen in the oil cleanup. They have been to several meetings, but have not been chosen. Lewis says BP's response to the spill has been inadequate.
I was told this morning at BP All that they was hiring 50 commercial vessels to go off and handle this oil spill. That seems like a lot of oil for 50 boats to handle. I think they need 550 boats, 1,000 boats. Whatever they could get on, they should put it on.
That's what we're trying to save right there, the wildlife. Might just be a little filler crab, but, you know, it's something.
Food chain.
Redfish will eat that and feed on it. Sheephead, speckled trout, it's part of the food chain.
For now, the McCannisbys can only wait. They're fate adrift with the tide, the wind, the course of the spill.
There's nothing I love more than, you know, just to spend the rest of my life back here, but I don't see it happening. I really don't. Don't see it happen.
In Port Sulphur, Louisiana, Jeff Swicord, VOA News.